The latest research from Gallup shows there's one factor that has led half of all workers to quit a job at some point. Any guesses? It's that they don't like the boss. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review, which has published advice for employees who are not getting along with a boss. Kurt, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
And tell us about this problem. What are some of the things that bosses do that employees don't like, or what sours the relationship?
It all seems like common sense, right? We all kind of know it, but if you get into these bad patterns with your boss where maybe you get an email late at night and you're angered by that, and so then you don't respond to it right away and the boss thinks that you're slow to sort of respond to that, like we get into these unwanted repetitive patterns, and those things just end up kind of souring a relationship, and it takes a lot of effort to turn that around.
And impacting your work?
Oh, absolutely. So it's interesting in this Gallup research looking at employee engagement, that's a big factor in just firm performance, the performance of your company, but also just your satisfaction with work. The people who are engaged with their work, there's a strong correlation to describing their managers in positive terms. So it has so much to do with just how much meaning and satisfaction, you know, we get out of our jobs.
So what's some of the advice of what you should do to improve a bad relationship with your boss?
Yeah, there are a number of things, but one of those is actually to start thinking about your boss more and thinking about yourself a little bit less. So actually practice empathy, because the fact is there are tons of bad bosses. They're not always bad people. They're often good people who are simply making mistakes because they don't have experience or training, or they are overwhelmed by demands from their bosses. And so if you can just try to put yourself in your boss's shoes, your bad boss's shoes, try to figure out why they're being the way they are, that can actually go a long way to helping you adjust to that.
And if that doesn't work, people may be surprised to hear that the next step may be, quote, organize a mutiny.
Yeah, so this is the last step, I think, before leaving the company. You can think more about your own role in the relationship. You can offer a chance for the boss to change. There are ways to do that. But yeah, organizing a mutiny is a serious thing when it really is the bad boss who's bringing you down, but also the unit, the company, and it's in the company's interest to remove that boss. Then you can go to HR, but you better have pretty serious documentation, and you need to know that it's going to work.
Yeah, because it could backfire.
Because it could backfire. And so you may end up leaving the company or the organization anyway, but you'll have hurt your career at the same time.
So do people end up mostly leaving or solving the problem and making it work with the boss?
You know, a lot of people live with it too long. So I think there's a lot of merit in realizing that there are steps you can take to change the relationship. But then if you can't do that, you know, it's not your fault that you have a bad boss, but it is your fault if you stay too long and you start getting kind of downtrodden by this whole experience working with the same person over and over again and not having it work well. So yeah, leave the company. And that's often a sign to companies that, you know, this boss actually may be a problem.
And interestingly, we said half of all employees in the U.S. have quit jobs at some point in their careers to get away from their bosses. Turns out the numbers are even higher for workers in basically the entire rest of the world. Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. We'll link you to more about this at hereandnow.org. Kurt, thanks.
My pleasure.